So I want to thank everybody for their patience with getting started this evening. It's been kind of a frazzled day, but thankfully we are here now. And there's actually still enough chairs too, which is beautiful. I just want to thank everybody for coming. My name's Matthew Yoss. We have a great crowd tonight. This is beautiful. So it's been a while since I've put something quite like this together. And as you can see from a little shake in my hand, it's been a frazzling day. But I'm going to try and keep it calm and read nicely, quietly. Oh, more people. Excellent. Beautiful. The chair or two around. Please make yourself comfortable. So, I have planned for definitely four of us this evening to read. There might be a little extra time, and if there is, I know there's a couple of other writers in the room tonight, and if they have anything that they would like to share as well, they most certainly can. They most certainly can. So, a couple more chairs up front here if you would like them. I'm reading from a new piece. This piece is just put together. This is hot off the press right now. I want to thank Michael Level for finishing this off this evening. It looks like he did a beautiful job. If anybody... I was going to say, we have copies of these for sale back here in the corner. My piece, Gimps Shall Inherit the Earth, is $5. Michael has a piece, and Jesse Lee has a piece back here for sale as well. Just talk to any of us. We would love to be able to get this out into the world. So, it's up to you. If you would like to shut the door, shut the door. It's a little quieter now. We'll see how warm it gets in here, especially up here under these lights. Gimps Shall Inherit the Earth. Begins with a long quote by William Blake. The nature of infinity is this, that everything has its own vortex, and when once a traveler through eternity has passed that vortex, he perceives it roll backward behind his path into a globe itself enfolding like a sun or like a moon or like a universe of starry majesty. While he keeps onwards in his wondrous journey on the earth, or like a human form, a friend with whom he lived but benevolent, as the eye of man views both the east and west encompassing its vortex, and the north and south with all their starry host, also the rising sun and setting moon he views surrounding his cornfields and his valleys of 500 acres square. Thus is the earth one infinite plane, and not as apparent to the weak traveler confined beneath the moony shade. Thus is the heaven a vortex passed already, and the earth a vortex not yet passed by the traveler through eternity. William Blake, Milton, a poem, 1811. Covert religious symbols used exclusively for marketing purposes, litterous cabinetry, all aligned brand and name fronted, beans and enemas alike, ready for sale but not consumption. His misaligned hands through and behind pull from the back as if guided by hangnail impulses and patchy radar. Never a bottom and top click, never a label torn inadvertently. Consumerism guides him along the newly plundered pots and pans, along the safety can openers nestled against the old models waiting for donation. Tax-deductible forms organized in the fridge caddies insinuate his standing amongst communal leadership. Purchasing power indicates desirability. No one else has this perspective currently. Bent by dizzy and booze, someone had, but that faded as the wind or the most cliche of summer or fall or spring days, certainly not winter, spoiled with her good looks. When she blows, she means it. Dining over faxes and communique missent with the deliberate desire of never reaching the correct correspondent. Let me know why you break. I want to be sick enough to do nothing but feel guilty for not doing anything. A lie. Well, I am a focused fragment translating pieces off the mouth into a lottery of circumstance. So be it. Evoke the forms where you're nothing but constructed ceremonies out of thin air. Breathe without them. So you should smoke with me before I go. Shall we forget the counterfeit pulse between our legs and fumble still? You ask such silly questions that aren't really questions. Just say the thing you mean. But if I don't mean then, or understand then, how do I put them into anything but this hyper-pseudo-intellectual way? Because this is the only way I can make them real? Do you fault me for only being able to speak of very imperfect things, so intangible yet ubiquitous, words so many have only read and have no way of knowing how to pronounce in company that might know or never will for a palpable fear no different than the fear of being a cat-cornered mouse, of pronouncing it incorrectly, only to be corrected and never called again to be in their company, a company detested but desired? Considering how things are, not as they are now, I think we're going to run into trouble. Not that I want it. Not now. Now is right. Then might not be. I do hope it will be. And without the effort, nothing will be. This defined as my current situation. Although I've broken my handwritten contracts before, I will not destroy this. I will continue to make her happy. I will continue to try to make myself happy. To write in blackness of all we've been taught, to live in blackness of all we've learned, throw it into the group. Scenarios cut to the interaction, cut through the fictive, desirable because they shift my mousy nature, my passive-aggressive what am I seeking sought all this time, a delay for unhappiness. Just smart enough to know I won't achieve that which I desire. I desire all the pleasure with none of the work. A transplant of mind in a mind which just gives connection. And I'm worried about something. I worry I can't keep delivering. A cloud of sound hit his skin, chilling sweat accumulated in discrete beads, a smattering of discrete symbolic power, only negligible to those without power. And he wished lack of power, but it was still transmitted to his implants. Wake, shower, perform daily hygiene, excel, position, still complacent. He rose. He decided he'd demand. He decided he'd control. But what it was he wanted control over eluded him. To place an ever-continuing system across the duties of life, I understand why, and that's what frustrates me. And that's why it drains me. I understand and can't understand. To read the sleeping simile seems a dirty necessity. To read the overwrought analogy, to greet the dirty night symbolism, describing the air breathed easily rather than to live again and feel the language across the tongue, pass as everyday people. Any fool would ignore the simple pleasure. Generic resistance, as if any picture is painted. Secrets are the very root of cool over the noise, over the radio, tentacled about his lobey brain, switching signals, reviewing a base instinct. Precision of himself, that knowledge implicated how to put on a pair of pants, but not exactly pants, but not exactly putting them on. Maybe how to wear them, or when to wear them escaped into his pores and congealed his flesh. No longer his fingers reached for the rings and comb and clothes he'd always worn in a different way than he'd ever worn, ever needed to wear. At some point, a singular point stretched a distance across time's line. Original did mean never having occurred before. And from that point, all manner of necessity recombined thoughts, ideas from before, and their rubber band enthusiasm stretched at first behind, but now another point, but now outside the previous point, when we still live inside that previous point that has been stretched so wide and thin its veneer covers daily life. Its corrosion is our blessing. To know how the acidity has eaten our psyche, we must only examine our culture at a glance, micrometers thin, chemical peeled and microderm abraded, skin so thick we aren't outraged in public. It's fed by that despair, the despair of trusting the truth as I see it. But by now I should know. It's so different than before. A low revolution in my ears. It's deafening the head. To do, it will. To find the crate with a moment of enlightenment. A toke. No, another round. Simpler to stage my own revolution. Private. Till you meal. Till you sup. Till you forget. On purpose. It is a continual process. This age denies profits. The rage struck in his throat, face warmed and temple blood vessels swelled over nothing. Just the day did it to him. Just his movement from couch to remote to toilet to porch where he dragged his cigarette to ash. Just being grew his aversion. Handy implements pulled fingernails from socketed quicks, drinking till blind or bloody, but wanting really none of these, none of this rage he breathed and breathed the venom from his lobes, knowing some outlet would appear, something more constructive, like a heart attack, would present itself. Bloated and angry about the state of his whiskey, settling in with a slow rotating rhythm, a negative he knows he must replace before home, a pleasing place he feels he fills with emptiness when alone, it ate him sometimes. Not a full degree of immediate consumption, but over 3 or 4 days, no matter how close to his wife, no matter how tender, he could feel the despair over his shoulder, settling him into his couch cushion. The process of degeneration palpable. He believed he'd extended the branch, but he'd done so to broke lonely whose lives weren't comfortable. He'd have to do it on their terms, and he wasn't as comfortable as on his own. Tell him you can't change him. In the head, he's gone done in. It won't matter, friends are friends, but it's one thing when you feel like a quart of plasma has been drained from you. That's no friend. Any who drain and never recharge, an enemy leading you down that path, growing all dark with shadows and shadowy paths, fragmented desire to linger. That's what I'm doing right now, and I don't like it. The lingering, the failure of adeptness, the quick, no, the dead, the dying, the forgotten. It's never perfect as our faces fall off. Stop the pseudo-philosophical bullshit. Do you think it makes you sound smart? It just shows how stupid you really are. Wasn't trying to sound smart. The lines, they come. I listen. I tune in to see what happens. Should pay attention to bigger things. Like, I thought this much. Doing just fine other than my self-pity. Just working through this much to do my best. Not just for me anymore. Just me, live in a corner and eat frozen pizzas. Scraping along, reading books in the store or on the corner. Wouldn't matter to me. But now I gotta try better than just drink cheap beer through this and push the world away. Redeemed and not forfeit, counterintuitive means and ways, canceling ordered fingers, settling on reversing hands. He cries over their inadequacy, believing he's tried, really tried, as he forwards and reverses through the scenarios. And again, the activities only in his bowels, over another bowl of leftovers, at least a day past viability, a discord. I'm trying. Not truly an effort, but a delusion to make complacency okay. Big box branded extremity needing mayonnaise product always about last quarter's production level. Gains another inch of dust beneath static shielding plastic. Another delusion, desire maintained via convenience. My accomplishment? Another child keeping productivity higher. Another plastic bit glued to another plastic bit. He engages the controls as if none mind his pressure, as if they might not mind being stabbed. Thick fingers, bug-bitten scabs, scraped clear, allow the sore to run his thumbs, pushing his own buttons. A bit through the blood drawn tight into veins along one side of her neck. Medulla oblongata, he said. Thought it was a little higher. Might be, but still makes me think medulla oblongata. Controls perspiration, stuff like that? Think so. They stood over her headless body like this for a while, discussing just such mundane life. Shoes, socks, breads, saints, vodka. Twins execute vice president. An unrealized headline that wouldn't be a real surprise for him, except for the twins. Body of the article revealing the plan. One did while the other, hidden away since birth to preserve the illusion of one. but nobody knew. Could have, but many wished and dreamed of a personal apocalyptic vision so they could be the first groupie to blow Christ. To muddle through the day, muddle through the desire of broken spirits, a tired longing fought and given into each second, a heartbeat of 6,000 years passing each second, blushing blessed each sipped weakness, cooling the belly, tangling thought into disguises. Lonely when alone, when the language left and the friendship passed in one way or the other. A cold, pompous deflection, ignoring the little pieces of soul freely dropped, cleaned of all but loss and desire. Dismissive gesture within a hand, mere reflection, epitome of my dismissal. Feeling inadequate distraction, pieces fell into squares containing all direction. Train aggression of the individual, instead group the hidden stink to remove the abscess. First the cities, before the beaches, walks before streets, before grains of melted sand. An absent profile between these moments, want sought so many other ways, but all so neglectful. Late with this, after should have, done though, eventually. Eventually too good to be true, a success. Lived in squalor alone, except raccoons in the back door to eat from leftover crud pots. Chihuahua bounced from cushions, home-brewed absinthe, homegrown pot, hardly a cigarette buzz. An image in the darkness, bright pants under full moon, reflective hidden state, rum and mushrooms, a failure of keeping life in the belly. Success, though, in opening closed thoughts. Hints of October warm like Vicodin and alcohol bloodstream, a thought not to be read, an experience but through processors bent to impersonate Musk. To be reminded, even so indirectly, of anything made him feel ill at ease in this place so alien. From the hidden projector bulbs to the seed growing from the floor beneath him as he sat, too little to recognize as familiar. So for her to turn, and for only the curve of her hips and profile to make him remember, caused him to squirm in the seat contoured specifically to anyone's curves. Has it not adjusted accordingly? No, the chair's just fine. Just that for a second I caught sight of her. Where? Your hips. And they both felt the blush rise high on their cheeks, him only because in it she recognized his lust and wanted it. Washing the threshold of traces of the new road trickled water through his fingers. And wondering why he put his hat on, although he wasn't leaving, not yet. He will put another foot in front of another foot after paying off another associate. It won't touch other memories, only of me, and of the places we were together. Only of me. You'll have the place, but with someone else. Who? Someone you won't be able to quite place. And why should I do this? For me, so they'll never find me. And for you, so they'll never hunt you to find me. And so he did, waved the wand, rearranged neuro connectors, and was across the threshold before they could even see him in shadow. To be fed warm lies is delicious. They fill my belly with a musk, tempting my lobes, tempting all the bits of me too nauseating to touch, usually. They're warm bits I wish I could handle. But I'm no longer living in that reality. It's shifted and grown alien. But in its strangeness, I have grown familiar and so adept, so this becomes my tunnel, hopefully shaded with my other knowledge to reveal any of what I seek. And he sat back, closed his eyes, and dreamed of visible across flitting lids. Frightful, but so promising, he couldn't do anything other than embrace with all his heart. To try was not failure if it contained him all. So straightforward, to follow the line of depreciating value, of depreciating thought replicated along lobes recognized as thought thinly painted with a settee rearranged so a backing curve highlighted a corner of the room, failing to provide a comfortable spot for viewing the rest. He rested in his cushions, feeling the room grow smaller, its frequencies melting into the space he occupied, not needing to see the room, but desiring it to be filled to prevent recognition of boredom with life bloated freely as ink from cheap feathery pens dislodged from geese. a bubble bandwidth nausea building, but the drink continues down until left to dissolve natural liquids. Perhaps the vomitous language desired other concerto languages. Bend in indulgence, bend in desire, bend in thrust, stick in the warmth, stick in the failing connectivity, stick in the facts, till another and another forces itself back up my throat. The bloating's already to lay on the belly, pushing gas back along, although it can't work and just isn't important except to me. Neglectful herbal skies hung low and high, depending on when and how or why he raised his eyes from the bubblegum-pocked sidewalks. A glance from beneath his brim at the blankets ridden with tattered booklets smoldering in cases rewired beneath public lighting and half-bent wire hangers. And the skies lifted their vaults, shining forth upon the trinkets of God. A face met and the same flesh lowered the vaults to dimly lit hallways somewhere seemingly beneath the city to focus on pox and pits and lives of greed and desire read only from his mind in the space between well-manicured eyebrows. Belonging never questions because nothing anymore fit anywhere for longer than a blink or space between heartbeats. He crept forward, demanding their shields, then swords, then hooves drive him into the mud. Easier now to feel the weight, but later, the censure of their bureaucratic forces over his shoulders, hangdog in the faces of his block, demand he roll over and beg for the spear through his heart or throat, the beast's stiletto hooves weight through an eye. Anything but the faces turned from his face, though he perpetuates life a moment longer till the battlefield sounds fade to a distance, and then a constant moan of dying breaths escaping the lips of dead men. Through the mud in his eye, he could see the past and the future, but not the blood of his men pulled about their bodies, spilling out of craters. The seams holding the eternal threads clean of external, not a stitch missed, small holes blackened in highlighted, tattooed remarks. The debate. A whiskey, a newly purchased Japanese thing from their oldest distillery, or Vicodin, or both. A sleepy haze decimating his body, pulling caffeine plus slow drink, toothache, headache to drift, and tomorrow feel the slow recovery. Or maybe the long, sick feeling in his joints which would allow him to do nothing but think self-pitying thoughts. Perhaps just an aspirin, or whatever the real name for the OC painkillers that warned of alcohol consumption on their side, like his cigarettes warned of lung cancer, emphysema, low birth rates, perhaps. But whatever. There were no mosquitoes on his porch with him this evening. They have no idea, do they? Thank you very much. So if none of you are familiar with madeupmovement.com, please visit it. This piece is going to be up there as well as, you know, the ability to purchase it too. So we got books. Rent. But as well, I will be putting that up there as well. I'm recording everything this evening too, and we'll be putting the audio files up there as well. You know, our next reader this evening, I meant to ask for a little like bios or do a little thing for an introduction, but I don't even know quite where to begin. Our next reader this evening is Jesse Lee Gray. Known Jesse Lee for a couple of years now, and it makes me so happy that she's here to read this evening. So please welcome Jesse Lee.